Hello everybody, this is Gosia from Cosmic Agency. Okay, today's video will be quite interesting, I think, for many of you who have been inquiring about the coronavirus situation, which I'm actually so bored to talk about and so bored to hear about. So I'll try to make this quick. Yes, it's been a while since I made those first two videos about the situation, and some of you have been asking me if there is any update and what do the Tegetans know about the developing, it seems, situation. Okay, well, they have been investigating this situation. I must say, even, yes, I will tell you even that two Tegetan men have been in China physically investigating the case, investigating what's been happening. These are direct Tegetan boots on the ground. As you see, they are not just doing stuff from up there and monitoring everything from the orbit, but they do get involved. They do come down. So they have been there in Wuhan itself, or whatever it is, however it is said. I'm not sure how it is pronounced. So they have been looking around to see if there is anything going on and what is going on, because of course there is stuff going on. I'm not saying, and the Tegetans are not saying, that there isn't anything going on. In fact, there is a lot happening and a lot going on, but much more behind the scenes and much more behind the agenda of this apparent virus. So what they have found, basically, we haven't talked to them actually in person, so I don't have the direct access to their findings, but what we have been told by their Tegetan friends is that, as they say here, they saw a lot of police, many checkpoints, a lot of fear, empty streets, repression from all sides, but not really much of the virus itself. Now, we are not saying there is no virus. This is very important to state. Actually, I have never said there isn't anything happening, or that there aren't deaths, or that there aren't people getting sick. So they have actually isolated the virus. Now I'm talking about the Tegetan crew, because they have had the access to the blood samples. Also, those Tegetan men who were here in China physically, directly, also took some samples. I'm not going to tell you how exactly, but yes, they got it. And let's say the virus has been found. But now, what is this special virus that has been found? Okay, I have some notes here from our conversations. I don't want to distort anything. So, yeah, they have located what seems to be a virus. But now, listen, it is masked in a normal flu virus. In itself, that's what it is. But its virulence has been augmented on purpose. The type of virus is a variant of SARS, that is flu. It is a very contagious, strong flu, but it doesn't stop being flu. Everything else has been put on and added on by the media for multiple agendas. Now they keep saying, as far as we are concerned, there are thousands, if not millions, of coronaviruses. At this time, we already have the genome of the virus and its variants. And they insist that it's just more flu, as they have said before. And they keep saying, yes, they released it on purpose, but still it is a kind of a flu. They insist on the differences. Now, they are talking that the governments and the people on Earth insist on the differences. And it's because they isolated one of the strains and reproduced it in large quantities to fumigate the Chinese population as an economic attack. We insist that it is the flu. The rest is media and politics with multiple agendas. They only took advantage of a lot of people with flu in China of the same strain, artificially cultivated and fumigated on purpose. I reiterate what has been said. What is dangerous now is not the flu itself. It's not as bad as they are saying it is. Yes, people are getting sick. Yes, you can get sick. Like, you can get sick every day from something. What is dangerous is the measures that governments take regarding the virus. They are not looking for the vaccine. They already have it. It is only theater. But that is the dangerous part. I will say it one more time. Do not get vaccinated against anything, much less against that virus. The important thing here is that the virus is not as dangerous as it is described. It is just a strong, fast-spreading SARS flu. Now, what they are saying here about the flu, like any other flu, if you have the flu, whatever kind, isolate yourself at home until it passes. Get plenty of rest. Take plenty of natural vitamin C, vitamin D, and vitamin A. Eat well in general, avoiding carbohydrates and sugars. If sugars and carbohydrates are completely eliminated from the diet, viruses will have no way to spread efficiently, or it will stop them. Okay, the virus is spread by air through mucus, including the eyes, and by contaminated parts. It stays on doorknobs and on surfaces that have been touched by a contaminated part of a person with the flu. Wash your hands, do not touch the mucous membranes, and preferably, if you insist, I would never do that, but if you insist, use a mask, but not the simple one. Not the simple one. They're actually making fun of those simple masks that people have been using. That's useless, according to them. That you should use that the one with medical filter, not cloth or paper, as these are useless. As I said, though, I am not going to use any mask ever. Now, cover your eyes too, at least with glasses, the best with goggles. And don't get into fear or panic. That's what propagates it. This is so important. I mean, this is how you actually gets contaged, and this is how you get sick, you know, with anything. The fear just lowers your immunity system. The fact that the person or population goes into fear and attention to the virus, so much attention is going to that virus, and we are creating it more and more and more and more. That will only make it spread more, because fear lowers the body's defenses. Now, they're also talking about the travel restrictions. As you know, some countries, some places, some airlines have been limiting the travel, which actually, to be honest, I am finding out from my Tegut and friends, because I don't have time to watch the news or anything like that. Not interested really either. So they are just telling us, you know, don't be alarmed, but do keep an eye on the issue of travel restrictions, as it could end up separating families, especially the boys and girls who study away from their parents as exchange students. It's not a matter of alarm. They say it's a matter of prevention, because, you know, the governments in general are jumping on the situation, the cabal jumping on this, you know, they have been behind this. So who knows what they are really preparing for the humans here. But yes, let each family assess the real importance of having their children far away at this time. Okay, but first of all, I just want to say, just do not give in to fear. There's so much of it, you know, happening, and there's so much of it. I see it from the people, and I don't know. I mean, call me maybe naive, call me innocent, call me ignorant. I just feel extremely bored with this whole subject. And I am more concerned, if anything, even though, I don't know, just the way I am, perhaps I just don't get too concerned with anything in general. But if anything, it would be what is behind all this and what they are trying to accomplish with this and what they have in store. And as we are on the subject of the cabal and what they have in store for people, I just want to mention that, you know, the Illuminati and the Cabal, they are very, very sneaky bunch. And many times they are putting forward what's in store for the humans long before that specific event actually takes place. So be aware, be conscious, and have your mind and eyes opened for any signals and for any specific information being hidden. And I'm going to talk about here about one specific example, and these are these, maybe you've heard about them, Illuminati cards. These Illuminati cards, which are a series of playing cards created in the mid or early 90s, if that's correct, sent to do by the Illuminati. They were not supposed to circulate. They were playing cards. They were playing cards, just normal playing cards. But what you see in those images are all kinds of events which actually happened later in the future. Some of them happened, some of them didn't, because these are their plans. The Illuminati and the Cabal hide their plans as if hiding, but basically it just puts it there in front of you on many occasions, because that's how they operate. They need to be telling the humans what their intentions are and what their future agendas are. So in their mind, it liberates them from the karma, because hey, if they are showing the people what they're going to do, but the humans don't react, they don't care, then the karma, whatever that's in their reality, karma, it's on humans, not on them. Here we had the conversation with Aneka, and she told us, you know, these cards are part of their plans. The Tegetans are very aware of those cards. They are aware of so much, sometimes more than I am aware of what's happening on Earth. I find out things like that from them. So here Aneka is saying, we know those cards very well. It's part of telling humans the Cabal's intention, their intentions. And if the humans don't do nothing, so bad karma falls on them and not on the Illuminati. So they are semi-hidden facts of what's to come. And they pretend to hide this information so that the humans can find it. Not always everything goes as planned, but they do try to follow what was said, in this case, in those cards. And then, and all in a disinformation soup put together so that those without IQ do not see or cannot find the true signs, like those cards. Like I said, not everything happens that is said and contained in those cards, and sometimes the reverse. Sometimes things happen that do not appear in the cards, and it's not just cards. It's movies, it's series, I'll get to that. But they do try to follow them. Like in those cards, I think you can see forced vaccines, ET invasions, asteroids. So here Aneka is explaining, it's not that they can see the future. It's not that the future, it's not the future they are seeing. It's the future they will try to provoke. So it's easy to predict what you yourself are trying to provoke. Right? Right. Now, these cards are not the only place where their plans are hidden. It's also in the movies, in cine series, and actually much more than we imagine. You know, the Tegetans, not all of them, but many of them actually have watching the movies and series as part of their job, as part of their intelligence, to see what we are being fed generally and collectively by the Cabal, because according to them, there isn't even one innocent movie or series out there. It's all designed and planned on purpose and guided specifically. Do not believe the official media, Hiraneka says. They lie. Of course, they lie. Or, on the other hand, they are not hiding anything from you and they are putting things right there in front of you. So in the official media side, yeah, they are lying when it comes to news like coronavirus, you know, what this is really about. They're going to lie about it. But then in movies and series, it's kind of the reverse. They're going to put the truth forward, hidden as if it's a movie or a series, so that you can dismiss it. But actually, in fact, everything is done with the agenda The entire movie and series are carefully designed to set an agenda. It is not empty entertainment. It is programming of people's minds. Even empty romantic movies, innocent love stories, have an imposition of values that those of the cabal want people to follow. And I see this very much in American movies, for example. I have reached this conclusion a long time ago that it's like the movies are guiding people's perception towards specific values and accepting of those values as correct ones or incorrect ones. That's an imposition. That's an imposition of ethics and morals and values, and it's just not right. Acceptance of trends. Trends that support specific agendas. Everything, they say, is carefully planned to guide the population like cattle to continue with their population control and population engineering agendas. All part of the social population engineering process and design. And I will talk about social engineering, population engineering a bit later in some other video. But yes, that's what I wanted to tell you today about. And hey, now, if you survived until this moment, you did the right thing, because now let's put all this cabal nonsense on the side. And let's focus on the good little detail, a little announcement that I actually wanted to share with you, which is actually something super exciting and super fresh and very, very, very important and joyful. And that is that Svaru is back. Yes, she has come back. She's back. We are in a communication with her. She is talking with us again. Now we'll see if we'll continue with the subjects or what she has to say, if she can share anything, even though I still have a bunch of videos from the past conversations that I will be sharing with you. But now we will have the fresh access to her and to her knowledge, to her wisdom, to her information, to her input on all these different human situations here. Okay, so I just wanted to share that with you. I'm very happy. You know, she's my best friend, and I'm very super more than glad that she's back, and that she's back also for you, because through us she will be sharing a lot of interesting things, I am pretty sure. So that's pretty much it. Okay, the next video will be about the portals. First, we'll go through artificial portals and then natural portals. Okay, so here it is. Oh, and also, I think everything points to it that we will be moving here to Finland. And we, I mean Robert and I, we already have the apartment. Preliminary setup has been established. We are very, very, very happy. Thank you very much, you know who, for all your help with the process. We just adore you. We adore what you have done for us so far, and we are very, very grateful. Let's hope this can come to fruition. We are very excited, because so far we just love Finland very much. So thank you again, and until the next time. See you soon.